I have the runner-up for Cunts of the Month.
So oh, you got a different one?
There's just a runner-up. Because I thought you were going to go with kids at first.
Is this kids?
Well, no, this is a kid.
Oh.
Do you know which... Ooh. Jeff knows which kid.
I don't know.
You know Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
You know his daughter?
No.
You know she has a show?
The Panda.
The Crocodile Hunter?
This is her daughter right here. She's rapping.
Is this the one where the Steve Irwin's in the video?
No. The land for man. She's rapping. What a dumb plan. Just ask
the orangutan. His forest shrinking.
What do I hate my life.
Little Zaro's not feeling her right now. Without blinking. I'm afraid of grizzly bears, but don't you. Who isn't?
I would be too. Fucking sea ray in my head. Grizzly bears should really be afraid of me. There's
trouble in the jungle. This could be a song about racial profiling.
There is trouble in the jungle.
Just ask her dad.
I see some racial undertones.
She's like, the blacks are rising up, everybody. Get your shit together.
Get your fucking jump.
No, she has a hit show now.
There's trouble in the jungle.
What channel?
I don't know. I think it might have been on Animal Planet, yeah.
It's great.
I think I heard something about this a while ago. Why you got your big
tail wagon? You know, my favorite thing that she's ever done is she had a song like this, but at one point...
Hold on, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Don't jump the gun.
Didn't mean to talk about stuff.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
Maybe if I did a funny accent, it would be good.
Oh, see? There he goes. There goes Hardcore Jeff.
Yeah, there goes
like
Hardcore
trying
Jeff.
To slide him
I
in
think
there,
Jeff
though.
Feels threatened by me.
There
Brian.
Goes Hardcore Jeff being
Why would
wrong.
I be threatened? I'm on third mic.
That's Jeff's M.O. It's just sliding it in there. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll shut up, and then maybe I'll be fucking black.
There goes Hardcore Jeff being wrong and getting defensive about
it. Yeah, I am going to talk about it, but how about I grow a stupid-ass haircut?
What? Oh, like you?
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
But not only is it her, but it's Bindi Irwin. Bindi. And she also has a group called the Croc Men. And it's just a bunch of guys.
Where they recently lost a member.
A bunch of old guys that dance behind her.
That's tight. That's Dang. Dope. I mean, it's a new genre. How can you guys hate?
Hold on, I want to hear
new
the lyrics.
New genre of what?
Animal music?
Animal.
There's all these people rapping about
black people have been making animal music for hundreds of years.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Tribal reference.
Ann Coulter would back me up.
Jake would walk into arguing, and she'd see his man purse and be like, get this faggot out of here. What's he doing?
There we go.
Jake would be like, fuck you, you dumb bitch. You're just a stupid cunt of this month.
Yeah, we won't talk about her next month.
Dude, this girl's spitting hot fire, though. Trouble in the jungle.
How are you?
Good. Nice thank to see you.
Is that her theme Croc song? Man. I wish it was.
Nice to see you.
It is.
That's not her real voice, is it?
Yes. It's going to be lots of
we
fun.
We are thrilled you're here.
She's
how are you feeling?
Or something?
I'm feeling really excited, a little bit nervous, but I think I'm going to be pretty good.
Well, there are a lot of people going to be watching on television.
Just a bunch of 30-year-old guys standing behind her.
Different in a television studio?
Yeah, it is. It's just a little bit different, and it's going to be lots of fun.
Good. Now, listen, the reason you're here is to promote this Kid Fitness CD and DVD, which in just a week that it's been out, it sold 40,000 copies. Were you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing. Oh, it's yes, really I've been amazing. Getting
I'm sure you don't really know just how many other CDs and DVDs sell, but that's a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's, like, huge.
You're doing your bit for childhood obesity. There is a message in here, isn't there?
Yeah, it is. There's a message that says, get off your couch. You have to get around.
Watch my show.
Get some exercise.
But get back on the couch and watch my show.
Get your fat ass on
every Friday at 4:30.
Your break time.
Your mom and your dad earlier this year. It must be a kind of...
Hey, Bindi, your dad's dead.
Yeah, it is. It's, mixed
hey, Bindi,
it's
your
really
dad's dead, all right?
No. Really sad,
no, he's not. I'm going to fuck his legacy into the ground.
Yeah,
I'm going to find that sea ray
and
kill
you.
And now a song.
Lovely to have you in the studio for this. Your first ever British
lady. Yeah, it's going to be
she's some old British lady now.
Sea ray's good.
Thank you very much.
Very, very discerning of you. All right, Crocman, you ready to go?
All right, Crocman.
You ready to go?
Yep.
All right, you're on. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bindi and the Croc Man.
Are they all wearing different colored Crocs?
No, they all have yellow t-shirts on.
Well, that's not like a croc at all.
Okay.
Ooh.
These are all fucking... Those grown men dance with her like guys that couldn't fucking get like janitor jobs on Craigslist.
All right, we ready to have some fun, Bindi?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go, Croc Man.
They gotta be paying them, though. Pretty decent.
I am an elephant of India. I am an elephant of India.
Yeah, never mind, never mind. And guys in the background doing like this.
Are we about done with this little cunt?
Yeah,
not yet.
I'm for real pretty over her.
But she's an elephant of India.
Oh, I believe that.
How do you meet a bitch at a bar until he eats for a living?
How does this work out where your agent comes to you? Listen, dude, I got a gig for you. Just hear me out. Look, if you have an agent who calls you dude, then obviously he's giving you shit gigs.
Well, he has a dentist that calls him bro.
All right, check this out, brah. I got this gig. And what do you think about Crocman? Huh? You want it? $400. You got it.
It's you, your backup vocals. To
who else gonna call
to
you?
To Mindy
maybe?
Irwin. Who the fuck's Mindy Irwin? Oh, it's that dude,
you
Steve
know that
Stockage.
One bitch. Hold on, I gotta call you back. I ain't got no minutes.
You mean Bindi?
It's a crocodile hunter's fucking daughter, you know.
Come on, I'll do anything for work, man. All right, you got it.
Score some.
Bring you a fucking yellow shirt and meet me at a studio.
They
bring
just
your buddies in their yellow shirts and shit.
The agency was like, "Do we know five actors that want to all have yellow shirts? Because they're not paying for them."
I know.
Like in a lot of people's resumes, it says no yellow shirt
auditions
work.
Number 92, you're next. Sorry, you don't have yellow on next. Number 93, you have yellow on.
Could
resume.
Someone pre-screen these people to be wearing a yellow shirt, please?
Looks,
thank you.
Looks great in yellow.
Yeah.
On my resume.
Can no, you sing? No, that's okay.
On the resume, it said, be the new crocodile hunter.
Yeah.
Daughter's That'd dancer. Be...
Now you can go ahead and tell your thing, Jeff.
Oh, which thing? Oh, my favorite part about the show is she is doing a song.
You watch that shit?
Yeah, she's doing a song. And they cut away during like a musical interlude, and they have like, I guess it's stock footage of like Steve Irwin playing a flute. And it's just so creepy to see her dancing around with like Steve Irwin in the background.
Yeah, she does a song about snakes, but they took it down. But and then there's a little flute part, and all of a sudden it cuts to Steve Irwin playing the flute.
And this they put this in after he died?
Yes. This is very recent.
Or maybe they have a show.
No, it was probably before he died.
No, she didn't have a show before.
It was well, obviously the recently. Flute playing Brandon, if that's what you're talking about.
Maybe they recorded the flute playing before.
Yeah,
Mr.
see, they had to do that before.
No, they strung up his corpse.
It was green screen.
It was great.
Right after the fucking thing stuck his heart and he was pronounced dead, they put a flute in his mouth.
No,
like,
hold on.
We need to get some footage
got
out of this.
Mobbed up him. Hold on, I got this beat.
Throw him off a waterfall.
This will be the dark night.
They prop him up.
Yes.
With some string.
Start moving his dead lips.
Pull his arm. Pull his left arm.
Glue his eyes open. He's just never blinking. Just cut away every once in a while.
Fucking
the what?
The man with a harpoon gun.
Oh, is this for whales?
She's singing from the point of view of a whale.
The guy that manages her drinks heavily.
It's her mother. Because the dad's dead, so now you need someone else to go out and hang out with animals.
Make that money.
She's
got to
win that bread.
She's 9 years old.
But
she turns 10 this month.
If she's singing this song about her dad... If she's not writing it, how fucked up is the guy that is writing it?
Like, I know, like, we're going to make you sing about your dad.
Fuck, oh, Stingray. We're running with...
Now he's dead.
He knew things he would teach me, like how to surf a wave down the beach.
But he's dead.
Sing about the stingray.
At the beginning, it sounded like it.
No.
Took a barb to the chest, but I still love it.
I swear I heard something about a big stingray at the beginning. Just putting it out.
That's him on backup vocals.
Her dad's in the green screen behind her.
Is he? Good.
Yeah, that's the only way you'll be with your dad, right? Green screen, bitch.
I'll never see him again. I barely remember him, I'm only 9 years old. He was
just plain dad to me.
Just plain dead. Just plain dead. I'm pretty sure that's what she said.
He's just plain dead.
Left me a lot of money.
They don't have no money. Nobody wants to fucking insure that guy to fucking go around and fight alligators.
No, they got the
yeah, Gene did it. I'm sure he got
but he's dead.
Who has a budget?
Okay. So it's pretty clear from this that obviously, you know, her dad dying was a shitty thing for her.
No.
But great for her career.
Yeah. But not only great for her career, but she's so young, she has no ability to process the feelings yeah. of her dad dying.
When she's just singing happy songs.
Yeah.
When she's old and looks back on it, they're like, how demented were the people that made me do this?
Seriously. No. She's going to be, dude,
she's
in,
gonna have problems.
What, she's nine?
She's going to be strung out on heroin by 13.
You said she was 9 years old, right?
Yeah, she turns 10 on the 24th.
So give her 7 years tops. She's going to be getting double penetrated in a van, crying about her dad. Because now she's finally feeling, you know, she's missing her dad. And these two Mexican guys feel like her father to her.
And then she gets a dick to the heart and it's over.
Yeah. What a tragic and ironic end.
My dad used to hang with animals. Now I do.
I think that's a tight-ass concept.
The double penetration?
What, her, yeah, double penetration?
No, animal songs. I'm about to get on that shit right now. But when I know a bunch of animals.
When I was younger, I was hella down with animals.
I can name a bunch of animals.
Jake could talk to him and shit.
No, but I mean, I don't know, maybe everyone wasn't, but I was so down with animals, I had a WWF shirt.
Zoo books?
The other WWF. Oh. And
did you have zoo books?
Lame. What a
fact.
That is fucking gay.
Is it?
You had it with a panda on it?
No. It had
a eucalyptus.
Don't they have pandas on them?
Some of them do. This one just had all the endangered animals on it.
Oh.
Nice. Good for you.
Did you just
but
cross
you were
them?
From Oregon.
Did you just cross them off?
I just started crossing them off. Dodo.
I think they just hand that out, though, when you're born in Oregon. They give it to you in like a youth medium. And they're like, your kid's going to fit this one.
Yeah, people from Oregon are all about endangered animals.
Your kid's going to fit this.
I thought when everyone did, you didn't know. No one else cared about animals, I guess.
I love animals.
I like the animals. Yeah, I wasn't wearing fucking World Wildlife Fund.
You know you were wearing a gecko shirt. Come on.
They would fucking hand them out to the posters on Earth Day, like in fifth grade, I think. I don't remember getting it.
Well, I liked animals, I guess.
Zoo books ruled.
Did you ever have one of those t-shirts with a wolf on it or something? Wolf shirts?
Yeah.
No, Jake was never into metal.
No, I had a t-shirt with a wolf on it for sure.
Did you? Like a moon?
Did you used to read those big-ass books with all the animal pictures in it?
I did.
Yeah, I read books.
I think I wrote one or two in my day.
I read a few books. This, I kind of wish I would have picked kids as my cunt of the month, because kids are little fucking cunts.
Well, mm-hmm. Who is the cunt of the month again?
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. All right.
We had some exciting audio from Ann Coulter.
She never said her name.
But little kids, I was in the doctor's office. And these little fucking monsters were running around. Like little fucking demon
were
kids.
This? Were they singing tunes?
There's something about monkeys that makes you want to sing and dance, doesn't it, Wes?
Look at Brandon.
In the jungle, he's a friend of mine. Swimming on the branches, like traveling on a rhyme.
The gorilla in the tree, cutting it
down. No monkey love to dance, don't they?
Searching with his monkey head.
Steve's in this video too.
He's shoving into every video.
Dude, he's just dancing around.
Wouldn't it be great if it was like a Space Jam? They had some guy in like a suit moving around, and then they just superimposed Steve Irwin over it.
They should just do an animated Steve Irwin on his show.
I think they're thinking it's hard to hate this girl with her dead father dancing in the background. It's hard to go against her.
Seems pretty easy for me. I'm going to hell. I mean, maybe I am.
Maybe I'm not.
Did she say, let's all go bananas?
I don't know.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Or she's just saying bananas.
Dude, there's so many clips of Steve Irwin in these. It's ridiculous.
I didn't realize it was a regular thing.
Yeah, you just see this.
He was just doing his gorilla chest thing.
You totally interrupted Jake's little kid story.
What are you talking about?
How sad.
Yeah, but there's a monkey in the jungle.
It seems
story.
Like this girl is now the cunt of the month. Not even the fucking
I like this girl.
Kids, it's just this girl.
Well, no, we would have been. She's not the cunt of the month. We just wanted to talk about her, like Miley.
Yeah, Brian, we can't talk about something. We have to have a bit for everything.
I think you do.
Look at Brian over there. Getting upset with a bit.
Yeah, Brian's getting mad because he likes the tune.
Love the tune.
Oh, he was playing the bongos. Steve Irwin was.
How many times is he in this?
See, we're like a new Tupac and shit.
Bananas. Monkey in the jungle. Bananas,
right? Stock footage of him eating a banana that they can throw in there?
I wish.
They just put it into the green screen, a hole in the green
maybe
screen.
Maybe they just look through all their tapes and they just pick out shit.
I really like swinging on the vines and things, and it shows kids how that I've got a really good life in the jungle, and it kind of...
Does she really just live in the jungle?
I guess so.
Nice, and it gets kids so that they can see what it's really like in the jungle.
Shitty.
Have you ever been nervous?
So we don't live there anymore.
No, not really. I sometimes I get butterflies before I get up on stage.
That's
but
a good thing.
Yes, it is. The day you don't get butterflies when you go up on stage is the day you should quit.
Really?
What? Is that the rule?
Old pro.
We should have quit doing radio around episode one.
She's Elizabeth Taylor over there.
Yes, he is.
While she's talking, there's just the headline at the bottom. Bindi Irwin, Crocodile Hunter father killed, 9406, by Stingray heart to chest. Stingray bar to chest.
Is it hard
to reference it.
To look at your dad?
Dad's dead.
Hey, remember your dad's dead?
Sometimes I have good days and bad days. Sometimes it brings back memories and it's really nice. And some days I just cry straight off.
What was special about him as a father?
Other than the fact that he was
cool about
him.
Everything. He was just really nice.
Do you honestly remember anything about him?
He
would give me what he looks like.
He used to have animals and.
No he right named me Bindi.
He would kiss me on the lips, big open mouth kisses, and he taught me how to French kiss.
Tell me what I need to know.
I had a strong.
Yeah, when it just came out that he was just a molester.
And alligators, too. I remember that.
Yeah.
Any animals you're afraid of.
And he loved everything leather. He said, put leather all over the house. Crocodile skin boots. He said, you can't skin enough animals. The dirty beasts taking over our jungles that we should be living in.
And then he went, if we don't kill them all, one of them will kill us, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he was right.
He always said, kill the stingray.
Bloody
stingray. He always
stingray.
Said he hated the sea.
He said, the sea scared him. He'd have nightmares of the sea.
You want to know why? I really attacked those crocodiles, honey.
He liked animals in the jungle. He just hated the sea so much.
He would wake me up in the middle of the night and tell me.
But it got to the point where they're like, Steve, you've already seen all the animals in the jungle. You got to go into the sea.
He said, I'm going to fight every animal in the sea. You see, starting off with that pussy, the manta ray. I'm going to stick my thumb up his ass.
We need to ask. We need to ask her if we can see the video. There has to be the video.
There is a video.
But it never got released.
Obviously not fucking with a stingray for no reason.
Well, yeah.
You've never seen the stingray video? Didn't that leak somewhere?
No way.
No, it didn't.
Where?
Oh, I thought I saw it. I must be just...
official.
I must be just thinking about pictures.
There were pictures?
Weren't there pictures?
Yeah.
There was nothing.
Like him laying dead in the water? I thought I saw that picture.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
And they were all like, haha, look at the funny joke he's playing.
Famous in the ocean. Getting high fives and shit. Or getting high ones. Whatever that son of a bitch. My motherfucker was coming around here every day kicking us and shit. Fucking with all the crocodiles.
Throwing us across the street.
Fuck that motherfucker. Good job,
he just loved the jungle, but he didn't know anything about the sea.
Do it. Would you fuck a stingray?
No.
What if it had a normal part?
Hi.
Oh, what? Like legs?
Would we attach to
I just wanted to ask Bindi
so
what
a Ray
she
made?
That her best characteristic that got passed down from her father is.
Yeah. What did you get from your father?
My Achilles heel. Mine happens to be a stingray, weakened heart. Nothing could kill him but the stingray.
He brought me love.
And that helps you love others, right?
Yep, that helps.
Because he loves so many people.
Mm-hmm. He loves so many people, including me, and I'm just so happy about that.
What do you do? Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Well, there must be... She must sit in a room 3 times a week where a bunch of PR people are like, here's... Okay, your father, you probably have some bad days and some good days. Mostly good days, but some bad. Oh, yeah, some bad. I would say... You have some good, some bad, and then some you're just crying. Well, not really. Every once in a while. Okay, I guess every once in a while.
You just get paralyzed by sadness.
Did your dad love a lot of people? He loved me, and? And what?
Where did that get him?
Everyone. Lots of people. He loved lots of people.
All of his fans.
Loved all his fans.
He said it every day. I never remember him saying he loved you on TV.
She won 2 Kids' Choice Awards?
Jesus. Why not?
Of course she did.
Kids vote for
their own
kind.
If your dad gets eaten by a stingray, you win everything.
Eaten?
That's my version.
That'd be cool if he was eaten by a stingray.
That would have been awesome. That would have been way better.
When that shit happens, that's my version. That's what I thought happened, actually.
You have to be afraid of the sea. The sea is a scary place, seriously.
But tell me about
that
story.
Well, she wasn't afraid of the sea. Now she is.
There's shit in the sea.
Least explored part of the world.
We'll tell you a story.
Think about it.
People die in the sea all the time.
The Benz is in the sea.
Yeah, there's little creatures in there. That's why.
Mm-hmm. The guy from that movie with Tom Hanks didn't die in the sea.
The sea's not made for us.
When the praise comes to raid me, the last night. Take a look to the bowels of the last sight. I'm a wall that has gone very wrong for me. Can it be that there's some sort of error? How to stop the surmounting terror? Is it really the end, not some crazy?
Something I wanted to talk about first was Indy Mac Bank. This is a huge story out there in the world. The second largest bank to ever go under in the United States is Indy Mac Bank. They had a ton of people's money. They were doing a ton of lending out there, and the government had to bail them out so much that it's not even called Indy Mac Bank anymore. It's called Indy Mac Federal Bank. And they had to close for an entire day. A ton of people couldn't get their money.
So what about my money?
Well, Jim, how much did you have in Indy Mac Bank?
A couple hundred dollars
or $100,000?
Dollars.
Oh, you're fine.
All right.
They've got that money. But anyone who had more than $100,000 in there might not be able to get their money.
Why? Where'd it go?
They don't have the money.
Why isn't it in the vault?
There's no vault.
I've seen movies, and I'm pretty sure banks have vaults.
Not this bank.
Well, where did the money go and who brought it in?
I know
you
what
see
happened.
Where all the money went into them lending. They were lending giving loans to people.
But that's my money that I put in the bank.
But it's now their money. Indy Mac does what they feel with it.
No. Because the point of a bank is you give them money and they keep it in a vault.
No, they
so
don't.
So people can't steal
they
your
don't,
money.
They don't keep it in a vault.
The whole point of a bank is security.
No, the point of a bank for the bank is for them to take your money and invest
it. No. They put it in a vault in a big stack.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, I'm not going to argue with you on that. Obviously, there's a vault in a big stack.
The only thing they should be investing it in is into melting it into gold bars so that you can stack it easier.
That's true.
True.
Yeah, because sometimes bills get wrinkled.
Because you're telling me that this bank should be brought up on charges anyways because they're taking people's money and giving it to other people.
Yeah.
Every bank does
this. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I never signed up for that shit.
What bank do you bank with?
Bank of America, baby.
Bank of America does a lot of home loans.
No, they don't.
So they do this very thing.
It doesn't matter. That's different. I'm talking about when I bring my money to Bank of America, it gets put in a vault.
No.
Yes, it does.
Maybe for a minute or two.
No, my money is sitting right now in a vault, locked up. So people can't get to it.
Well, how much money do you have? I mean, if you got under $100,000, they've got your money laying around.
Oh, I got under $100,000.
Then you're fine.
Right,
your money is in a vault sitting somewhere, probably in a government vault, Fort Knox. That's exciting.
It better be. Because even if I have more than $100,000, I want it sitting there, or else I'm just going to build my own vault and then I'll just be my own bank.
Well, there's
look
an
bank
idea.
Up in the dictionary. Vault.
Is that what it says?
It's a synonym.
Okay, well, good. So anyway, yeah, the bank went under, and a lot of people are sitting out there wondering what's going to happen with their mortgages and with all the money they have invested in the bank.
Yeah. Well, they should have looked at the fine print.
Yeah.
And saw that their
and
money
not
wasn't going
to the bank.
Yeah. Yeah. And saw that it was going to other people.
Terrorists.
Not them.
Yeah.
It's not the bank's fault. Those people didn't pay back.
Yep. Those people were not smart.
They should take it to Bank of America.
In related news, I don't know if I brought this up on the show enough for people to remember. I'm selling my house.
So you can call the show if you want to buy Jake's house.
Yeah, which is listed. It's listed, but I'm selling my house. Jim, why don't you take a guess at who my lender is?
Bank of America.
IndyMac Bank.
No, it ain't.
Yep.
What happened to your house?
I have no clue.
Maybe it's yours now.
Maybe.
Maybe you don't have to pay for it anymore.
I don't know what's going on.
Think about it. It's kind of like when World Trade Center went down. Yeah. A lot of people's bills got to zero.
Yeah.
Hopefully my bill goes to zero because the government just took over my fucking bank. It sucks. Isn't that crazy? That's the twist. That's why I wanted to talk about this.
You're going to get arrested.
For what?
For just not being legal.
Did you know that your money was coming from someone else's bank account?
Yeah.
You could be the reason why
it went under. Yeah.
Exactly.
I am the reason why this bank went under.
Did you rob it?
No. I just was a high risk loan.
Well, because if you say it over the air, you're not guilty. That's the law.
Oh, then yeah, I robbed the bank.
Okay.
Robbed it. No, but yeah, it's so crazy when you hear about a bank going out of business and all these people are getting fucked, and then you hear, well, what bank was that? Your bank.
So what, they haven't called you and said, hey, what's
up? Dude, nothing's going on.
Shit's fucked up, man.
I just got fired.
Their phone lines are busy all day. Normally, it's the kind of phone line that would transfer you to, you know, one of those things. Thank you for calling IndyMac Bank. Press 1 to, you know, it's one of those. Those are busy. That's how fucking busy they are.
Like, are pieces of shit and don't pay their bills? That's why they went under?
Me.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, but you pay your bills.
I do pay my bills, but I'm not going to be paying my mortgage anymore.
Yeah, but you're selling the house.
That's true. I'm selling the house, but it's not a sale. It's called a short sale.
Yeah, even better.
So, I mean, technically, it's not like I'm really not paying my bills, but still, I'm not paying for the full mortgage.
So they're going to lose, what, a couple hundred?
The bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big deal.
No, it is a big deal.
Just have someone else put their money in the bank, and that replaces it.
It's not going to happen anymore. Nobody's going to bank with that bank.
Well, what's going to happen to the vault?
The vault?
Yeah.
Jeff, vault's gone.
Yeah, where does the vault go?
The vault, there's a vault. There's just no money in it.
Well, I know, but I mean, now they have room to put more money in it, because your money isn't in there.
Yeah, nobody's money's in there.
It's a bank that did it. If this was a person that did it, he'd be like in jail.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? That's bullshit. His credit would be ruined.
Yeah, they should arrest that bank.
All this bank has to do now is change its name.
Yeah.
And then they're all set. So why can't people do that?
That'd be cool if they could.
I didn't feel like paying my bills. Change my name. Just make some new bills.
Just call me Jimmy now.
The government would own you, though, at that point.
Yeah. Huh? You'd have to be...
Well, no, they wouldn't own me.
You'd have to be Federal Scampoli.
They would own James Scampoli.
Oh, that's true.
They wouldn't own Jim Scampoli. Hey, take it. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. I don't need it anymore.
You hear about the McDonald's dude?
Oh, it's the guy, right?
Well, a guy, I guess, who's in a McDonald's jingle contest.
Hold up. Yeah, because I think I have his jingle. But
oh,
go ahead.
Good. Yeah. He's in a McDonald's jingle contest right now that they put out on MySpace. I didn't even see anything about this because Jim and them would be all over it. And he's in a jingle contest for them. And when he was 14, he held up a McDonald's at gunpoint.
Nice.
Isn't that awesome?
That is.
It awesome. Rules.
I'm so glad he did that.
See,
but the thing is, I don't know which one's him. It shows the top five here. Three of them are black dudes. I think it's this number five right here.
He's holding up big keys. He's got a red shirt on. I don't know if it helps.
Well, the picture on here is different.
Oh.
I think it's that guy.
Let me see.
Jeff, talking to the mic.
All right.
Don't let people think there's no show.
Yeah, this is...
It's either him.
He's a good-looking black man.
Or him?
I don't know.
I didn't even know they liked McDonald's.
I guess let's guess. We'll play the tracks and guess which one could be him.
Yeah, that only makes sense.
But basically, they're just singing the Big Mac song.
Hit up McDonald's and get you a Big Mac.
This gotta be him.
Yeah, I hope that's this guy.
Maybe this could be our news jingle.
I'm waiting for someone to just come out and get hot. Wait a minute, hold up! Big Mac, what the fuck?
That was terrible.
That was pretty good.
That was just Big Mac. Alright, so here's another black guy that did it.
The same thing. See, this the champ, and I'm just giving real talk, no.
If you know where it's at, Big Mac, Big Mac, I'ma give it one. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Mac, this is how it comes. To all beef patties. What is I'm gonna live with the Big Mac. Onions on the sesame seed. I know what I want. I know where I'm going. With a Big Mac set. Homie, you should get yourself. Nigga, what? McDonald's.
McDonald's.
You know, these are terrible. Do they have a good jingle?
Hold on, here's another black guy.
These sound like they're commercials. I
want a Big Mac. Yes.
Yes.
He says like T-Pain.
Yeah, T-Pain.
I like that. Yep. I like that.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep.
I like that. Two whole beef patties. Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on sesame seed bun.
I hope this is him.
This is hot though. If this wasn't about Big Macs, this would be top 40.
The guy says in prison he channels his energy into music, and he won several prison talent shows that I didn't even know they had.
Where does he get the
so he thanks McDonald's?
Yeah, where does he get the vocoder in prison?
I don't know. Let's hear some of the others.
Here's a white guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it.
God, why aren't they all hip hop?
What do you want, speed metal?
Oh.
This guy's gonna win.
Sounds blacker than all the other ones.
This sucks. I hate this more than the black ones.
We could win this.
Was it supposed to be a fucking R&B song?
Apparently.
Well, all their like target demographic and all the commercials are like black guys.
Not all of them. If you watch BET though,
no, most of their commercials involve like a black family.
They do target a lot of black people.
I'm loving it.
I see them every now and then, but I still see a lot of white guy ones too.
I see a lot of Spanish ones.
Don't give me the
They're always trying to sell coffee to Spanish people.
No, it's always like a black guy like doing something and that's a dick, and then the guy's like, that's my boy. Like, I saw one where like his girlfriend like laid out, it was for like the breakfast wrap or something, the girlfriend laid out like a nice big shut up, and they did like a nice big, you know,
thing.
Breakfast.
They did a thing. A
breakfast.
Big thing.
Smorgasbord.
And then it was breakfast.
Yeah, and then he wrapped it up in the tablecloth and took it to go.
What?
Well, Jim ruined it. I'm sorry.
Well, we can all agree that they haven't had any ads that are focused towards Koreans.
Here's a Uyghur guy.
Okay.
Did he say ghetto?
Yeah.
He can't win if he says ghetto. No,
this guy's Mexican.
This is reggaeton.
What the fuck? This is shitty.
This is gonna be an ad. The Latin community is
saying
gonna be
like all the
along.
Ingredients in like Mexican.
Do you want to hear some of the runner-ups?
Yes.
It's a Big Mac chant off.
God, I wish we could have made a song for this. Why didn't we make a song for this?
We'll make a song just for the love of Big Macs, not for any prize.
Big Macs are great.
I don't like Big Macs.
We gotta go to the Mix and Match studios and make a Big Mac song.
That's true. I want that.
I call the robot voice.
B-I-G-M-A-C. I love you and you love
this one's not hip hop.
This one's terrible though.
This is a adult alternative Big Mac song.
Yeah. It's almost country.
You got the taste that sets me free to all be.
This is like the Everlast version.
Yeah.
The Big Mac.
We're sublime.
What the birdie do? To all be petty special songs.
Oh yeah.
I love McDonald's.
The McDonald's.
He didn't even use a vocoder to make his voice sound good.
I don't want to do anything else but listen to these.
I know, these are great.
Oh, I have something
better. Is it the same guy?
Yeah, it's the same guy. He did two.
Two runners up. I hope he killed himself.
No.
If I don't get this,
my boy.
Oh, shit. No, here it is. Here's it's Bang the Locksmith, right?
Yeah.
Here's his right here.
Oh.
Oh, see, this the chat, and I'm just giving back. Real talk, no, and you know where it's at. Big Mac, Big Mac, I'ma get me one. Big Mac, Big Mac,
I'ma steal me one. We might have. With a special sauce. With a sauce. Sesame seed, I know what I want. Yeah. I know where I'm going. Get a Big Mac sack. Homie, you should get a Big Mac sack.
McDonald's, yo. Rob them shits. Oh yeah, this
lollipop.
This is where it's at. This is very long.
Wait a minute, yeah. Hold up.
This guy's from the streets.
See, do you think he's like recording this shit and like his friends come over and he closes everything? He's like, no, what's up? Nigga, what were you doing? Nah, nothing, dog.
Working on my freestyles.
Were you freestyling about a Big Mac, motherfucker? Or are you singing about Big Mac special sauce? What the fuck are you talking about? I know you get double cheeseburgers. Them shit's only a dollar.
This one was submitted by the UGC Underground Killer Committee.
Underground Crew.
Oh, good. The Killer Committee.
Yep.
Perfect.
Pro Killer.
I'm on my way.
No.
No, this
was
is
this
awesome.
Jason
it's Gnarls Barkley. It's your boy Gnarls.
What?
See, these people are they're pandering to McDonald's. McDonald's doesn't want this. They want a new jingle.
Yeah, make up your own. This down low.
Yeah.
That's that beat that gets in your gut. It's on a sesame seed bun, a Big
Mac in your stomach, and the taste is number one. The best thing
up a master
it's like
plan.
We're talking about.
About a Big Mac.
Everything sounds so street, but they're talking about fucking Big Macs.
Yeah, exactly.
These people aren't fucking gangsters. They're pieces of shit.
I cut his head off. Then I used it as a puppet. Then I got a Big Mac. Two all beef patties.
Then we got this one's submitted by Sad Bastard Music.
Sounds pretty happy.
Sounds like it's fucking Four Tops. Some Motown joints. What the fuck? Pickles, onions on a
sesame seed bun. Oh yeah. Oh, you got me in the
mood now. To fuck. Some of these beats sound very derivative of other popular songs I've heard.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're trying to do. We've already heard this.
Yeah. I don't know why it's listed in the runners up.
I just got my meal and I'm walking home from McDonald's. This is the story. I'm sticking to it.
I didn't do shit. I didn't steal anything. I'm just walking home from McDonald's. I got a Big Mac, motherfucker. You see it right here. With nothing left to say, but I
crossed over with no delay. Cross someone up while eating a Big Mac?
He's talking about jaywalking. That's as deep as crime can get in these jingles.
I thought he, like, broke someone's ankles.
I'd be like jaywalking for that shit.
Crosswalk was like half a mile away. I said, nah, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, I need some of this. I need some of that. I'm always craving Mickey D's. That's why I'm always coming back. So could you please give me a Big Mac?
This is another song.
Yeah, this is good. Yo, you hear my stomach, right? You know that means I'm wanted, right? So I'ma need the number one with everything on it. Like two or B-packs.
Oh, this one ain't bad.
Cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun. I start to crave it every time that I'm fighting this. Cause every time I'm fighting it, man, it's like I'm liking this. Matter of fact, scratch that, that's why I'm loving it.
Ooh, he worked. I'm loving it.
Do we got a decent amount left?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 more.
10 more? Play one and we'll go to a news story. We're going to go through the news with all these Big Mac songs.
Okay.
Can I get a Big Mac, please, with extra cheese, made with expertise to the perfect degrees? Man, I will cross three C's to get one of these. It's got me begging on my knees. So, yeah, I'm grabbing my cheese. This guy's white. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. Pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You know what that means. A Big Mac run. Big Mac, Big Mac.
All right,
Mac.
Hold on. One more, then the news story.
Yeah, one.
Hit up McDonald's and get you a...
No, we heard that one. This one.
I had itty-bitty burgers the other day that had me stuck on the job for the rest of the day.
This is that old school jam.
Woke up the next day, said I'll do this right. Drove off to Mickey D's, ready to do me right. Pulled up to the window, said, how you doing? She said, fine, sir, may I take your order? I said, cut the beat. I want a beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickle, onions, and a sesame seed bun. She said, oh, you want a Big Mac? I said, yeah, add fries.
Yeah, why'd you just say so?
Yeah, no. Oh shit.
Why don't you just say Big Mac?
Do you think anyone's walked into a McDonald's? All right, let's see.
Do you have
I don't know. Patties. Yeah, okay, two all beef patties. What else? You get any sauce? What sauce?
Special sauce.
Oh, okay, special sauce.
Can you mix
sauce.
Mayonnaise and ketchup together?
Okay, I want pickles, onions, obviously. What kind of buns do you have? Sesame seed? Okay. Yeah, work that up. Just do that. How much is it? Oh, well, it's right here. It's on the sign. It's called Big Mac. Everybody wants it. Everyone makes jingles about it.
We love it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Stop.
That'd be awesome if when you walked to the counter, they had to go, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Can I take your order? I would go there every day.
Bob, just to see the...
Come on, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Kill somebody. As the gods must be out to the concert. Who is this?
Blackout is the newest group of 11-year-old kids. And let's see. Like many of their friends, this group of 11-year-old kids, Hunter, Tug, and Matthew, have each studied music for several years and decided to get together as a group for 20... No, this isn't a profile. Playing together... Fuck, let's just go to the song.
Yeah.
Their song is called... I think it speaks for itself. It's called Video Games... And
I think I'm gonna like this song.
It's great. Yeah, it's the perfect for your show if you ever do it.
Yeah.
This is real, by the way. It's not fake.
Is this a song about video games?
It is.
What's the site?
Blackoutband.com for anyone listening that wants to check it out.
Blackoutband, you said .net.org?
.com.
/... video game song.
The official website for the song.
Okay. Just relax.
Now, is this about specifically a video game? Like, is this about Metroid Prime Hunters for the Nintendo?
They mentioned several video games.
These kids are like 10 years old.
Everything else is really lame.
I like this.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. That verse, he was really just laying down like he was asleep. I don't understand you singing it like that, too. Let me go back a little.
You don't have to go back. The whole song is like this.
Why was he so, like, tired and, like, near death? Because
he was pretending to be in bed, like, I don't want to go to school.
He was fucking near death.
They have five songs. Keep going. I like this. I like where it's going. Just wanna play video games.
Just wanna play video games. Every day. Just wanna play
video games. The song just keeps building and building. The whole song is good.
It gets better, huh? Sharon Say is frying the brain.
Just because I can't remember my name. You're doing literally everything you just said. Frying a brain in a pan.
They are obnoxious. Like, they can't sing.
No, they're great. This is my new favorite band.
They're on a limo playing Xbox. They're in a limo.
At least they're not playing
PlayStation 2.
PS3. No about them
as soon as they're new. I just wanna play video all the time. Let me tell you, Jake, let me tell you something. You have not heard Louie Louie until you've heard the Blackout Band perform it.
How long is this?
Oh, it's got one.
We're
more
a little over halfway.
There's the twist comes up.
Oh, he got out of bed. He better not be singing like he's still in bed now.
No, he's gonna get up and now it's like gets ready for school, but then he like.
No, there's a twist.
Just
in this
plays one. Video games.
Kills this verse parents. Has a twist, and his parents wrote this verse.
It's all a video game.
Unless I missed the twist already, but there's a part where he's like all the teachers are playing video games. Oh, here we go.
What is this fucking voice doing? Everybody knows anyway. The teachers are playing video games.
It is like he's retarded.
They have an Asian
every
drummer.
Day!
How do you get behind someone that's like 10 years old, you're 10 years old, and they're singing about this shit? Like, I just feel
this
like...
This is the shit you would sing about.
This is the shit I... Yeah, but I mean, like, I probably sang this song.
Yeah, but they're playing games in the video the wrong way.
Do sixth
they're
grade
doing
thing.
The fucking
I hate
crazy
that.
Movement thing with
I
the controller.
Hate I hate in every movie they do that. Like, they break realism because no one knows how to play a fucking video game right.
See, this is their popular song, but Sixth Grade King is really their best song. Just because of the lyrics.
I don't wanna go to school.
Go to Sixth Grade King.
Hold on, I'm gonna play Louie Louie first.
Okay.
Video game.
They do keep on rocking the free world too.
Louie Louie.
Why are these people popular? What did I do wrong?
On the brink.
They sound like they don't want to be there for any of the songs.
Do Louie Louie. It was my favorite song as a kid.
The only reason why I had sons is so they could be in a band.
Louie Louie.
I hate this fucking singer kid.
He does.
The only reason he's the singer is because he's the only good-looking one in the band.
No, but he's a shitbird.
I know, I'm just saying that has to be the
all
only
right,
reason.
Here we go. The Blackout Band. Like many of their friends, this group of 11-year-olds, Hunter, Tug, and Matthew...
Tug is my favorite, by the
had
way.
...had each studied music for several years and
Tug
decided
rules.
To get together as a group in 2005. And were soon practicing twice a week. The idea for video games came about when their music coach found the boys playing video games every time he turned his head.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, it was the video games.
Every time he turned his head, like every time he did coke for 45 minutes and was in the other room and came back, what are you doing?
Probably in desperation, he told Hunter he had to write a song about video games.
Whoa, no!
By the next week, and with suggestions from his bandmates, Hunter came to practice with the chorus and the first verse.
Whoa, you're trying no to tell way. Me that it only took him 1 week to write this song?
No, I want to play video games. I'm going to write a song about it.
No, it goes on to say how his mom helped him write the song,
it's
too.
It's so lame. It's playing all the together. Same video game.
Playing together, they worked out the basic melody, but were a bit stuck for more verses.
Oh, you're kidding.
Hunter's mom, Judy, heard the song, couldn't get the catchy lyrics out of her head. As the mother of two sons,
only a mother could love this voice.
She had lots of experience with boys playing video games. So just to amuse her family, she jotted down what became the next two verses and emailed
Holy
them to Hunter's
shit.
Dad.
Wait a minute, so they're
no
split up?
No way!
Their parents are divorced. Had to email them over.
It's a broken family.
Hey, I know we don't talk anymore, and fuck you,
but look what I wrote.
But, I wrote some lyrics for our shitty kids' band.
Everyone agreed the song had a certain something, and it was pulled together into its finished form, appropriately named Video Games.
Oh, really?
You can get cell phone backgrounds. You can get this song as your ringtone.
I would have named it something else.
Saturday mornings, as the sound rocked up the basement stairs, visitors just couldn't stop humming the contagious tune.
Sure they couldn't.
And soon the boys were asked to perform at local schools.
Could you stop humming this? No, whatever. Just let's stop talking about
as
it.
As they started playing the song, kids in the audience were up and dancing.
Seen the YouTube videos.
And the teachers were caught up in the excitement as well. Plans were soon underway to capture the performance in a music video so others could enjoy the show. It was made and is now in distribution.
Whoa. Go to at the bottom. It says Save Internet Radio Today.
Oh, nice. They're trying to help us out.
Yeah, I'd like to save Internet Radio today. Well, not today. Today we're doing Internet Radio.
They have recorded four more originals. Graffiti, Sixth Grade King.
Graffiti's great. They're all actually...
Sixth Grade King, Recess Blues, and their own cover of Louie Louie.
That doesn't count as an original.
I want Sixth Grade King right now.
Now working on their next two original songs, like Video Games, the new tunes are about experiences in the daily lives of this preteen age group.
The best thing, too, is when you go to their profiles, they're all just, like, interchanged. Like, it'll say, this... Hunter's 11-year-old McLean, Virginia student. He and Matthew have been best friends. Then you go down, it says, Matthew's 11-year-old McLean, Virginia student entering sixth grade. He and Hunter have been best friends since childhood. They all love Harry Potter.
And then there's Tug. Tug's the man because Tug can play drums.
Yeah,
no, they
Tug,
like
Tug,
Tug
is the no Tug's
Tug just
the bassist.
Likes jerking off all the time. He's a little bit more mature than the rest.
Tug's my favorite.
This sucks a deezy.
No, this riff is sick.
We know this sucks a deezy.
This is better than the other song.
Yeah, that's true. Woke up this morning, got out of bed, jumped in the
shower and washed my hair. Put on my clothes. This singer fucking sucks.
We went to recess. The Tug rules. Listen to the bass.
Tug sucks too.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Tug rules. Tug is the heart and soul of this band.
He fucking lets them get away with this shit.
No, Tug is trying to start his own group.
He's just a retard.
Yeah, this kid's a fucking idiot. And kids are like rallying behind him. Don't read. Just play games.
He's just a moron that likes recess and video games.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
He's just a little shithead.
Recess. Whenever the class starts and they try to teach him something, he just sits there and goes, recess.
Hey, shut up,
you know
Hunter.
What? You have a real annoying voice, Hunter.
Can't stop humming your music, though.
I can't believe their parents are supporting this.
Reading, spelling.
Oh, yes. Yes. This is the best lyrics. And you can click them and print them out if you want.
No, I will do that. Good.
She is wearing green. She just turned 13. She sits in
quiet.
My class beside me.
This song's dark.
Now she's dressed in black. I'm not coming.
Ugh.
Look in her backpack. It's empty.
History.
This is fucking awful. I hate this.
No, he tells them to bow down to him.
I hate this so much.
Yeah, and the riff sucks too.
I hate everything about
the riff. Fucking sucks.
I'm really annoyed with these kids.
Flirting is my thing. When they hear me sing, I'm the sixth great king of being.
This is awful. Fuck these kids.
Yeah, these kids suck.
If these were my kids, I'd fucking molest them.
You know it's their parents, the only reason they're even in this band.
Hope these kids fucking die. I hate them.
You're very nihilistic.
I hate them.
They do suck, Jeff.
Well,
they fucking suck. No, I've,
Reese's
I
Puff
had
was
it once.
The best commercials.
The Reese's commercials?
Yeah, no, Reese's Puff cereal.
Why?
I had Reese's for breakfast, and the other person would like flip their shit.
This was my favorite commercial.
Otto? Where are you? Otto?
Smoking a cigarette is what he's doing.
Otto?
Do you remember this?
Oh, no. The PSA.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Otto. Before we play it, it was one of my favorite fucking as a little kid because it fucking broke my heart. It's probably the reason I don't smoke, and I never have smoked. I don't smoke cigarettes. But the thing is, R2 is smoking a cigarette. He's just got his arm that comes out of his body, and he's holding a cigarette. And then he said, like, C-3PO says something about, if I remember correctly, he says something about how it hurts your heart and your lungs or whatever. And then R2, like, beeps at him, and he's like, something about how he doesn't have a heart because he's a robot. And so the end is just like, R2, do you really think I don't have a heart? And it's just like the saddest thing ever. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember it exactly, but let me go ahead and play it.
On fire! R2-D2, you found a cigarette. Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very bad for your heart. Well,
I know I don't have one, but humans do, and I think we should set a good example.
You dropped
well done,
it.
R2. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke.
What? Hold on. Here it comes.
R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
What the fuck?
It's just a robot becoming self-aware.
I know. Don't they have to kill the robot at that point?
Yeah, you have to put the robot. Although the thing I don't understand about it is, why do you get the lamest character? I mean, that'd be like Jar Jar Binks telling me not to smoke.
No.
I'd buy a pack of cigarettes.
Well, what, you want Han Solo be like, hey, don't smoke?
Fuck yeah.
Hey, kid.
Whatever Harrison Ford tells me to do, I'll do.
But Harrison Ford obviously smokes.
I trust him.
It's just the saddest thing ever.
Do you think I really don't have a heart? Billy, Billy,
Billy. They just leave you hanging.
Are you sure? Are you
and
sure?
Like, well, does he? Yeah, are they going to do a continuation? Or?
R2, do you really think I don't have a heart?
He's like,
ooh, nope. You don't.
No, he's like, he's just going into one of those, ooh, this conversation again.
Oh no, not this. You know,
C-3PO's been smoking too much.
Speaking
reefer.
Of our morality, and you know, is there life after death, and are we robots?
Oh. Do we have souls?